Love a Mystery, a Carlton E. Morse audio novel featuring Jack, Doc, and Reggie, specialists in crime and adventure. Now following the Northwest Trail of a missing millionaire, a killer cougar, and the Phantom Castle. This is Fred Foy introducing Jim Harmon's presentation of Les Tremain and Tony Clay in an original Carlton Morse thriller, The Fear That Creeps Like a Cat. O'clock in the morning at Port Forest, a tiny lumber milling hamlet somewhere up the coast from Seattle near the Canadian border. Jack, Doc, and Reggie's search for the missing man, declared by his estate to be dead, is being hampered on every hand by a well-organized gang of men and women. The three comrades have fought their way up the coast to Port Forest, the only settlement within 100 miles in any direction and approachable only by water. Their only allies in this isolated settlement are Frenchy, who brought them here in his fishing launch, and his daughter Maria. Frenchy told the trio to meet him at the general store.
Here she come now, bud. How there, fellows?
Well, here we are, Frenchy.
Where Maria? She do not come?
No. She said she'd stay on the launch.
Oh, she mighty fine girl, that Maria. Oh, bull, those fellows I would tell you about. This one. She's Packard, Jack Packard.
How are you, Bull?
Any friend of French's is a friend of mine.
Thank you.
This here, she Doc Long.
And welcome you are.
Might have done nice of you to say so, Bull, old fella. And this here's Reggie York.
Hey, now, wait a minute. No. Who doing this, you or me?
Sorry, friend.
You betcha. Bull, white-haired kid, she is Reggie York.
How do you do, Bull?
Well, sonny, quite a lad you are, too.
And that one, she got muscles, bull. Look out for her.
Well, what about it, boys? For you like a little nip?
Oh, I'm afraid not, Bull. Little too early in the morning.
Early in the morning, late at night. It's good whiskey. That right, Frenchy, huh?
You betcha my life.
Oh, I haven't any doubt of that. But right now, Bull, I'm trying to get some information.
Well, you came to the right place, my boy. Nothing that's ever happened in Port Forest, or nothing that's going to happen, gets away from Bull McGinnis. I know every man, woman, and child in these woods for 50 miles around.
Well, then you're just the man we want to talk to.
And what is it you'd be wanting? Here, set yourselves up on the counter and be comfortable.
Yeah, thanks. Do you keep an account book of the sales in your store?
Carrie does.
Who's Carrie?
Carrie's me wife. And be careful how you speak her name, or you'll have her down on us mop and broom handle.
She nothing to laugh at, that Carrie. She one holy terror.
Hey, you talk about Bull's wife here like that?
Carrie's as fine a set of a woman as ever wore a skirt. But I will admit a little mite handy with a broom handle. Bless our cantankerous soul.
I say.
Well, look, Bull. I'm very anxious to get a look at those books.
You ain't got a Chinaman's chance, my boy.
Why not?
Carrie just won't have it.
Couldn't you get them for us without her knowing it?
Oh, by God, you ask Bull to put his head in the lion's mouth. You ask him to face Carrie McGinnis?
Hey, she ain't as bad as that.
Not a chance, me lad, not a chance.
Well, now, how about telling us where they are and let us take care of getting them?
What I tell you, Bull, these boys, she is not afraid of anything.
Hey, looky, Jack. Bull here says he knows everything that's going on around here. Maybe he could tell us what we want to know about looking at the books.
Maybe so. How about it, Bull? Do you remember making any large sales of groceries and supplies during the past 6 months?
Well, lots of them.
But I mean really big orders. Perhaps even 6 months' rations.
There's nothing out of the usual. Prospectors, trappers, all sorts of folks living off from Port Forest get their stuff here. Only place they can get it.
I say, this isn't going to be as easy as we thought.
Well, I guess that's that. Oh, wait a minute. You say you know everyone up in these parts?
I pride myself on it.
Well, do you recall any stranger laying in heavy supplies?
Why, no, I can't say that I have.
Oh, my, get us!
Oh, there she blows! Oh, we're sunk, all hands, and the captain.
Bull McGinnis, you know, Count Irishman.
Oh, yes, me darling.
Drinking up our stock of liquor.
Well, bless your loving
heart. At this time in the morning.
You can smell me breath.
I'll smell your breath with the whack of my broom handle.
Harry, me love.
Whoopee!
Outside, all of you. Scum, carrion, no good.
Oh, I say.
Ha, whoopee, every man born sale. Oh.
That's a mean broom handle.
This is far enough, boys.
Boy, this ain't half far enough.
Galloway, now you see that you keep outside of this store.
I say, she bally near broke that broom over my head.
That's a pretty poor footwork, Reggie.
Man, what a woman. Where'd Frenchie go?
He kept running. He must be down to the launch by this time.
Oh, go. Hey, Bo, come here.
Yeah, it's all right, boys. Everything's under control now.
Boy, when your little old wife goes to work, she means business, don't she?
Best temper I've seen her in a week. I only got one black eye.
Yeah, you usually get two?
Yeah, but what's it all about, Bo? What do we do to make her so angry?
I've been living with that woman for 20 years now, and I still don't know what riles her.
Well, she sure was riled. No kidding about that.
Well, let's get back to business, shall we?
You see what I mean about getting the account books for you?
You betcha. And we don't blame you none, either.
Hasn't there anything happened that you thought was queer?
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, you got something?
Wait a minute now. Now, about 3 months ago...
Yes?
Jake Sims, yes, Jake Sims, come in here with a wad of money and bought enough supplies to stuff an elephant.
Who's Jake Sims?
No count bum. Lives on a log hut over next to the timber, down at the end of the street.
But I say, what was strange about that?
Because Jake Sims don't never work, and he's always broke.
And yet... he suddenly comes in and buys a lot of supplies?
Enough for a fella to live like a king for, 5 or 6 months.
He bought them for himself?
That's just it. Them supplies melted away. After he bought them, he went on a week's drunk, and since then he's been begging meals around just like he used to.
In other words, he bought the supplies for someone else and got drunk on the money paid him for doing it.
Well, that's the way I figure it, yeah.
Bull, where can we find Jake Sims now?
Up at his place. He never gets up before noon.
Well, just where is it?
Well, not far. Just go to the end of the street here. Over across that stoppage, you'll see a log hut. And that's it.
Thanks, Bull. If you see Frenchie again, tell him we'll be back at the launch in half an hour or so.
Yeah, stop by the store on your way back. I'd like to buy you a drink.
With Mother McGinnis and a broom standing by? Not me, fella.
Wish you'd take it too much to heart. Carrie's the soul of hospitality.
Well, she sure got a funny way of showing it. Shall we go, Jack?
Yeah, just a minute. Well, have you noticed any strangers in Port Forest the last day or so?
Nope, I can't say I have. That is, except them show folks.
Show folks?
Yeah, they're going to put on a show down at the town hall next week. Couple of women. Half a dozen actor fellas. They're staying down at the King Charles Hotel.
Thanks. We'll be seeing you later, Bull.
Well, don't forget to stop by on your way back.
I say, Jack, actors up here?
I suppose it's possible.
It might be possible, but I'll bet money they're not. It's Cooper and his gang just as sure as shooting fish.
We'll have a look as soon as we talk to Jake Sims.
Well, here we are at the end of the street.
Some street. Just one good block long, and weeds are growing up in the middle of it.
There's a log hut.
Huh? Where?
Over there, where the timber line begins.
I say, this path looks like it might lead over to...
Okay, let's go. Man, will you look at them stumps? There sure have been some big trees cut down around here.
Mm-hmm.
And all going to waste.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, some mighty good burning wood for somebody's fireplace. Look at that. Everywhere.
Wood to burn, huh, Doc?
Okay. What do you think about this fella, Jake Sims, anyway, Jack?
He may be our man, all right.
I say, it looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, buying all them supplies.
Hold it. We're getting too close.
Yeah.
Jove, what a pigsty.
Darned if Jake Sims ain't white trash of the worst sort.
What'd you expect? Bull said he was drunk all the time.
Yeah. All this pretty country and a fella has to come along and make this kind of a stinkhole in it.
Well, let's see if he's in. Hey, Jake. Jake Sims.
Probably sleeping off a binge. Why don't we just bust in?
Might as well. There's no lock on the door.
Oh, push her open.
Is he in there?
Can't see him. We're this far, let's go on in.
Sure.
Doesn't seem to be... Jack! Jack, look there behind the bed.
Oh, I say.
Quick, move the bed away. That's enough. Too late. He's dead.
Stabbed in the back with a Bowie knife.
Ghastly.
Well, there's one thing. We were on the right track. But the Cooper gang got here ahead of us.
Adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie have come to you in I Love a Mystery. Created and written by Carlton E. Morse. Scripts copyrighted by Morsel Co. Incorporated. Produced and directed by story editor Jim Harmon. Featuring Les Tremaine as Jack Packard and Tony Clay as Doc Long. Consultants Frank Brzee and David Lloyd. Your announcer, Fred Foy. This presentation has come from Hollywood.